His fame and musical genius have spread across continents and cultures. India's legendary singer Lata Mangeshkar calls him the celestial angel of music, and his composition for Hrishikesh Mukherjee's acclaimed film Anuradha is considered to be one of the best in the last 100 years in film music. When I said that to sitar legend Ravi Shankar, with his usual humility, he answered,
"My God, I didn't know that. Makes me feel good."
Pandit Ravi Shankar has composed music for very few Hindi films. I asked the legendary sitar maestro, how did he first meet Rishida, and what persuaded him to work with the film director, who was just in the beginning stages of his journey?
I met Hrishikesh Mukherjee at the first time in Bombay, when he came and proposed that I do the music for his next film called Anuradha. First he came alone, second time he came with Shailendra, the songwriter, who was so great. I was, you know, great admirer of his songs. And I immediately took to him. He was very emotional. He called me Robuda, and he was so full of humor, and I, such a good human being, really. I became very fond of knowing him more and more while the music film and meeting him in different occasions, years. And he had heard two songs that I had composed the music for, and one was a song that my sister-in-law Lakshmi Shankar had sung in Bengali, Maya Bhara Rati, and he liked that very much. And then Shailendra was there. He heard the song, and he was such a great lyricist, really. He immediately transferred it to Hindi words, Kaise Din Bite, Kaise Biti Rati. And he heard few other songs. The other was Hare Vodin, another song which I had composed the words also early, and which I sang for him. And he liked that also very much and asked Shailendra to transfer it to Hindi also. And then, of course, two other songs I did just for the film, which was Jaane Kaise Sapno Mein, in my own creation of Raag Tilak Shyam. And another song which came very spontaneously sitting there, and Shailendra sort of wrote the words, was Saanvare Saanvare. And these were four songs that was my favorite also, and it became very, very popular and, you know, admired. On one hand, you can see sitar maestro Ravi Shankar's magical sensitive play on the notes from Raag Sindhi Bhairavi and Tilak Shyam. And on the other hand, you can see the vigorous orchestration in these two little clips that I've put together,
that begin Samvare Samvare and Jaane Kaise Sapno Mein Kho Gayi Akhiyan from similar notes, more or less in Anuradha. Looking back at his association with Rishida, Raviji shares his thoughts about the filmmaker and the man.
He was someone who could pack his humorous side of our social structure and everything and characters. That was his highlight. Personally, that's my opinion. That touch of humor could see so and bring it out so wonderfully. Well, I was a great admirer of Rishikesh, really. I mean, till then I don't remember having seen really any other film of his, but after that, of course, I saw a few films which I remember, like Khoobsurat and Golmaal and, Abhiman and names I forget, but I saw 4 or 5 films of his, and he was such a wonderful, sensitive director, and with the sense of humor was, I think, his keynote, really, how he could bring all the emotions so natural. And, using people like Utpal Dutt and Ashok Kumar in such wonderful manner.
I jokingly asked Raviji if he regretted not composing for any of Rishida's other films that he'd enjoyed seeing, and he answered with a laugh.
No, not really, because, he dealt with all these wonderful directors like S.K. Verman and Pancham, that is Adi Verman, and so wonderfully that I never felt like that, really.
And that brought us to the legendary singer Lata Mangeshkar. The Nightingale of India was young and utterly charming when the two met, and I asked Raviji if his heart went pitter-patter at the sight of her. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, and I know Rishida will be smiling from heavens above when he also hears this, Ravi Shankar makes a confession.
Believe me, I was very attracted to her, that's true. Because she looked so beautiful. And her voice killed me, absolutely. And I admire her and love her so much. Well, all I can say that Lata is Lata. No one can match her. And really, it was so wonderful working with her. mainly in Anuradha, those songs, she climbed four stories without lift. Maybe twice, I think. I was staying with a friend in Bombay, and Shailendra was there, Rishikesh was there, and it was a wonderful experience, really. And she's so musical, and, you know, I don't know of anyone who has kept admirers, millions of them, for such long years. Her voice is so, it's like nightingale. Even when she talks on telephone, I just admire it so much.
And there you have it. This is Kavita Chibba thanking the incorrigible, very lovable Pandit Ravi Shankar for taking the time to talk to me and sharing the scoop on Lataji on my show. A special thanks to his lovely wife Sukanya Shankar for making sure that this interview happened in spite of a very short notice and their hectic schedule of hopping across continents. I leave you now with Raviji's favorite number from Anuradha, and who else could it be sung by but the Nightingale herself?
That Manchamaj based song, which is Kaise Din Bite Kaise Biti Ratiya, I think I like it more.
Kaise Din Bite Kaise Biti Ratiya Priya Jaane Na Hai Kaise Din Bite Kaise Biti Ratiya.